GOP senators condemn Facebook censorship of pro-life organization. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 11, 2019. Four Republican U.S. senators have sent a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg condemning the social media platform's decision to censor a pro-life organization's videos based on the views of two abortionists as fact-checkers. In the letter to Zuckerberg, Senators Josh Hawley, R. Moe, Kevin Cramer, RND, Ted Cruz, RTX, and Mike Braun, RN, denounced Facebook's decision to rate as false videos shared by Live Action that featured Dr. Kendra Kolb, a board-certified neonatologist, and a speech by Live Action president Lila Rose. The videos focused on the well-established view that abortion is not a medically necessary procedure. The senators wrote, "This is a widely held view, one shared by the thousands of members of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, APLOG, among others. As a result of the false rating, Facebook suppressed Live Action's website and Lila Rose's Facebook page, prohibited the organization from advertising and promoting its content, and notified users who had shared the videos that they had shared false news." As the senators observed to Zuckerberg, Facebook made its determination based on the views of two abortionists, Daniel Grossman, who sits on the board of NARAL Pro-Choice America Foundation, and Robin Schickler, a fellow with the pro-abortion advocacy group Physicians for Reproductive Health. No reasonable person would describe Grossman or Schickler as neutral or objective when it comes to the issue of abortion. Yet Facebook relied on their rating to suppress and censor a pro-life organization with more than 3 million followers, the senators wrote. In response to the fact-check performed by the abortionists, Dr. Donna Harrison, executive director of APLOG, asserted, "These fact-checkers need to be fact-checked." Harrison continued, "Rose said in a statement that Facebook's attack on her and her organization is an attack on the entire pro-life community. The platform should be a place for the free exchange of ideas, not one where only pro-abortion arguments are allowed," she added. Live Action has asked Facebook to rectify this situation by rescinding their fact-check, sending a new notification to all users about the change, and apologizing, as well as reforming their fact-check process. In their letter to Zuckerberg, the Republican senators denounced the actions of Facebook as consistent with those of other tech giants, such as Twitter, Google, Pinterest, and so many other social media firms that evidence has shown have acted with bias against those with conservative viewpoints, especially on the issue of abortion. And in response, you have repeatedly insisted that these numerous incidents of discrimination, censorship, and suppression of speech are merely glitches, not evidence of systemic bias," the senators asserted. The GOP leaders called upon Facebook to immediately issue a correction, remove restrictions on Live Action's site, and submit to an external audit. "The only thing more astonishing than your claim to nonpartisanship is your complete failure to back that claim with proof," the senators wrote.